Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the REC Podcast, the bite-sized show that brings you the latest news from the Retail Energy Co. I'm your host, Paul Rock, the Head of Communications within the Code Manager team. And today, I'm joined by Sam Briggs, the Change Delivery Manager, along with change analysts Caroline Freimuller and Harriet Truss. Together, they'll be providing an overview of some of the interesting changes currently in flight. Well, welcome, Sam. Before we get stuck into the changes themselves, I thought that the start of a new year would present a good opportunity for you to provide the listeners with a quick summary of the change proposals we're working on.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for inviting me. Well, yes, we've certainly got a lot going on. We've now accepted 159 change proposals into the REC since we started. This includes 11 change proposals where we're carefully assessing the impact of the change before we proceed, 21 change proposals where the analysts are conducting their initial assessments, and 18 change proposals currently at solution development, which are being very carefully managed by the analysts. Once the analysts have completed their initial assessments, they will continue to progress these changes with the agreement and support of the proposer. We also have 4 change proposals at preliminary assessment, and we have 1 change out for consultation. That is R0154, Performance Assurance Catalogue version 5.1. And we have a change proposal that has just been approved by the authority, which is R43, Commission of Work Using Shared Meter Operator Services by the Crowded Meter Room Coordinator, or CMRC. There's also 1 change proposal which many of you may be familiar with, which is on hold at the proposer's request, which is R53, 24/7 Emergency Metering Service.
Well, thanks, Sam. It certainly seems like there's plenty happening at the moment. Are you getting the traction you want with all these change proposals?
Absolutely. We've published 3 final assessment reports in January already. R64, creating a meter operator agent and a COPOP installer. R93, uplift to CSS maximum demand volumes during MHHS migration period. And R147, prepayment levelization. And we've 7 changes currently awaiting implementation, which are R43, commissioning of works using shared meter operator services by the Crowded Meter Room Coordinator. R44, MHHS program changes required to central switching service. R63, addition of key information to all ServiceNow tickets. R71, DCC access to EES and GES. R83, changes to supply format for MHHS. R97, consequential change for CSS smart meter data retriever appointments. And very last but not least, R103, central provision of DCC technical contracts for requesting test certificates. Overall, we've successfully implemented 55 change proposals so far, and the number is ever increasing. You can hear how much work is happening within the REC change team, and everybody is working hard to progress these changes at pace without compromising our high quality standards.
Those are fantastic numbers, Sam. Of course, our listeners can find details about all of those changes by visiting the REC portal. What support do you need from others in the industry to continue your work at this pace?
Well, it's critical, Paul, that we have open and regular communication with our proposers and that we agree success criteria with them in the early stages. My team and I would always welcome a phone call to discuss a change or an issue that anybody feels need resolving. We made great progress in 2023. Increasing engagement in a number of ways. We've been conducting technical and non-technical workshops to find solutions, attending panels and committees and listening to feedback regarding changes. We've been attending the REC Issues Group to raise issues and seek clarification on aspects that are important to industry and consumers. And of course, sharing change and release podcasts, conducting webinars and posting LinkedIn updates. In 2024, I'd like to encourage the industry and consumers to support me and the REC change team by timely completion of impact assessments, as well as improving the quality of the feedback by proactively engaging with our operational account managers here at the REC, increasing engagement when changes are out for consultation. It's really important to understand when you're in support of a change and a proposed solution, attending workshops and suggesting solutions where possible, sharing details on both the tangible and intangible benefits on the changes we're making, and of course, providing feedback on the lasting benefits of changes once they've been implemented.
Well, thank you so much for that update, Sam. It sounds like the team are working really hard, delivering excellent results for consumers and the industry. Now, I believe you've invited Caroline and Harriet today to briefly cover a couple of specific changes that are going to have significant benefits for consumers. Is that right?
That's right, Paul. Before they do, I'd just like to reiterate that improving consumer outcomes is one of our key objectives. And whenever we receive a change, one of the first things we do is investigate the impact on the consumer. With that in mind, Caroline will now provide an example of one of the changes we're working on, which will have significant benefits for consumers with prepayment meters who are looking to switch.
Hi, and thank you, Sam. Yes, I'm going to talk about R37, which relates to the prepayment credit balance and debt transfer process, which was proposed by Andy Knowles at Utilita. This change proposal seeks to create an agile, efficient, and customer-centric solution for the transfer of credit or debt balances as part of a smart prepayment switch. I'm the lead analyst on the change, and I've been supported by Lorna Mallon, who is our principal regulatory consultant. Together, we have been collaborating on this change with Ofgem, the energy industry, and the proposer to find a solution that will meet these consumer needs. So what do customers with prepayment meters want when considering whether to switch? As with all consumers, they want to be able to access the tariff best suited to their needs and preferences. They also want to be confident they can benefit from a switch, even if they have recently topped up their meter. In particular, they want to continue to be able to access the credit on their meter without needing to top up again with their new supplier. Our next steps during January and February will be to set up meetings with service providers and arrange for those service providers to complete the appropriate impact assessments.
Thank you, Caroline. And Harriet, one of your changes, R147, also relates to prepayment meters.
Hi, Paul. Yes, that's right. R0147 is a change relating to the levelisation of prepayment standing charges, which will have significant customer benefits. This change proposal seeks to introduce the necessary governance and reconciliation arrangements into the Retail Energy Code. Reconciliation has been developed by Ofgem as part of the overall levelisation policy to mitigate the impact on the domestic suppliers in levelling the cost of standing charges that the domestic consumers face depending on how they pay their energy bills, specifically for this change through prepayment meters or by direct debits. These arrangements will be known going forward as Payment Method Levelisation Reconciliation, or PML Reconciliation for short. R0147 will support the proposed licence modifications that will deliver the levelisation policy overall. The effective from date will be 1st of April 2024. That's subject to authority direction on the licence modifications and R147 itself in late February. The 1st of April is the first date upon which all domestic suppliers must extract their portfolio data for the necessary reporting. I've been working with RECO, Ofgem and the industry to progress this change at pace without compromising any of our quality standards. The change proposal is an integral part of the first phase of levelisation, focusing on prepayment and direct debit standing charges from this April. Ofgem expect to progress further policy development for a second phase of levelisation, considering debt-related costs and standard credit customers. This stage would be implemented no earlier than October 2024.
Thanks, Harriet. It's clear that R147 is a very important change. Before we wrap up today, Sam, any last words from you as the change delivery manager at the Co-Manager?
So we're always looking for ways to improve, and we would love to hear from anyone on what they'd like to see as part of the future Rec Change podcasts. You can get in touch with us directly, samantha.briggs at recmanager.co.uk, Caroline Freimuller at recmanager.co.uk, or harriet.truss at recmanager.co.uk.
Well, thank you, Sam, Caroline and Harriet. It's always a pleasure to speak to you about what's happening in the Rec Change team. It's been particularly helpful to have an overview of the two changes that you focused on today. But for now, that's all we have time for on this podcast. I hope you've enjoyed listening and that it's been useful to hear more about what's happening across the change team. In the next podcast, Holly Law, the Rec Change Release Manager, will be providing an update on all the changes that are to be released in February 2024. And I look forward to speaking with you then.